you need to push yourself. You need to put in effort.
Yeah.
There's no point in not putting in effort because you need to sit up the front. You need to be the one that's taking the notes.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am totally getting laughed at right now because as you guys know, I'm super passionate about the show. So it doesn't matter how tired I am or how long I've been working. When we are on air, I am excited. And today we are still at Dublin Tech Summit. It is really, really, really cool to be here, meeting with all these extraordinary women in tech. Go ahead and introduce yourself and your company.
Hello, Esprit. So my name is Aisling Kialik. And the company that I'm working with is called House My Dog. And it is basically a platform to facilitate the dog sitters and dog owners to meet up and to be able to, like the dog owners who want, they have a dog, they are going away for a weekend and they're looking for a sitter. And so on our site, dog sitters also join up and they'll be able to fill in all their information, say where they're from, and we'll screen them, vet them to make sure that's who they are. They'll add a couple of photos to their profile. We'll be able to screen this and make sure that it's all checked out. And then basically they have their profile. And as the dog, when the dog owner is logging on and scrolling through dog sitters, they can come across a dog sitter who's perfect for them, is in their area. They'll send a message. We can see that they're speaking, and then if there's any problems, they'll be able to contact us through via the site, and we'll be there, like, to be able to answer absolutely everything that they have, like personally, like literally, we do we deal with every problem individually, and yeah.
So. And what's your role?
Basically, I've only kind of started with them, but so I started to learn what the back end of a startup is and what the, because if I ever want to, say, have my own startup, I want to know the fundamentals. And I'm currently on, say, an advertising marketing project where I have to reach out to digital influencers, specifically, so the target market are the people who own dogs, will be going on holidays or have planned to go on holidays, or just people who own dogs and love their dogs and don't want to send their dogs to a kennel, or they won't, like, it's too much hassle to go and find an alternative dog sitter who they don't know if it's screened or checked. And yeah, so.
Is this only offered in Dublin?
It's offered in London, Glasgow, Manchester, Dublin and Cork as well.
And do they have any plans of expanding to the US?
Yes. Well, US, possibly, yes. And more so, Japan. There's two main competitors in US already. I think Rover is one of them. I'm not sure what the other one is.
It's okay.
But Japan apparently have the biggest population of dogs. So
really?
Looking towards Japan.
Oh, cool. Very, yeah, cool.
Very cool.
And when did you first discover that you had an interest in technology?
When did I first discover an interest in technology? Well, I've always used social media webs, like social media accounts. I have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them. I absolutely love, like, I'm always on them, always love technology. Even downstairs at the tech summit, the robot downstairs, amazing, Robo the Sapien. I don't know.
Tell us more about the robot.
Okay, so the robot is Sapien.
You walk in the front
door. You walk in the front door. You walk up to this robot and you think it's just a robot, and then if you close your eyes, you could be speaking to a person. Like, as in, you walk up to the robot and you could say, "Hi, how are you today?" "I'm good, thanks. Actually, no, I'm not really. Well, let's just talk about you." Like, oh my God. You've just said this whole sentence that a person would say. You completely forget you're talking to a robot. You kind of feel funny for the first couple of minutes, but then you're like, oh no, I'm talking to a robot and this is kind of normal. Like, everybody around me is talking to the robot as well. So it's kind of scary.
It's so funny how fast we can adapt.
I know.
That's
quite
crazy.
Quite scary.
And so you really consider yourself to be active, like, online, and that's been your thing, like, to really be integrated into all the, like, newest and greatest, like, engaging websites out there. And you're applying that to your role now. How did you discover your job? You said you recently started working with them.
My background is, I am a final year Commerce International student with Chinese in UCD, and I'm in my final semester.
And UCD is?
University College Dublin. I spent a year in China, and then I went to a Chinese speaker at the Dublin Tech Summit, and she was saying about how they're, instead of trying to be copied in China, they're trying to be created in China. So they're not being a manufacturing, like, workshop anymore. They're going to be developing a lot of stuff. And they've even, I've been in, like, while we're in China, unless you have this app called WeChat, you can't function over in China, because, I mean, they don't really use cash anymore. They spend money on WeChat. It's their bank details are linked on this app. And you use it to, if you're in a taxi with your friends and your one friend is going to pay, you all send over the money via WeChat to her while you're still in the taxi. If you are trying to look up, someone can send you their location. So it's literally integrating WhatsApp, Snapchat, Facebook, all of the apps that we have, it's integrated into one. And it's their Bible.
We're chatting.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And I think WeChat started kind of like an instant messenger kind of thing. And then it evolved from there, right?
They didn't start it with payments. They added in all those add-ins. And it's just become, like, the old people use it. The young people use it. I got a taxi and an older guy was like, I was like, "Oh, will I pay by, like, cash?" And he's like, no, WeChat. And I was like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
It's such a phenomenon.
What would you do? Like, I travel without a phone.
Okay.
So what would I do there? I wouldn't be able to pay for things?
They're moving towards that way. Like, it's kind of scary. This money mightn't be around for too long there. Like, it'll all be online. And yeah, that's
really intense. And why were you attracted to living and working in China?
It's part of my course. So I'm studying Chinese. So as part of our course, we spend 1 year in the host country. So I spent half a year in Nottingham Dashue, which is Nottingham University, in a place called Ningbo. It's about 2 hours away maybe from Shanghai. And then for the second semester, I went to Beijing. So I was in Renmin Dashue. And yeah, so I learned, got a lot of Chinese friends from over there, a lot of Chinese mentors, the teachers, they're really, really great. And yeah, that was... I'd love to go back, like 100% would definitely go back. So maybe when I'm finished college this semester, I'll be heading back towards China.
Are you applying your Chinese studies to the startup you're working with now?
So Chinese have deeply integrated back to, like, Mao generation, is the Guanxi, which means connections. And it's become very, very apparent that you do need a lot of connections to be in the tech industry, to, like, know where you need to get your help, who not to go to as well, is very important. And yeah, so I think that kind of translates across the cult. Like, there's a few cultural similarities, and Guanxi is definitely one, because I do think you need a lot of connections to kind of get yourself moving.
And how do you start to develop those connections?
So I think you do need to be, you need to push yourself. Gary Vaynerchuk was saying yesterday, you need to put in effort.
Yeah.
There's no point in not putting in effort, because you just, you need to sit up the front if there's any talks. You need to be the one that's taking the notes. You need to, even before you go to the talk, reach out to Gary Vaynerchuk, Jen Salter. You message them in a DM and, yeah, the two of them replied. And I sat at the front, wrote notes and replied after. And even connect with them on LinkedIn, connecting them, just connect with them. They're right. They're normal people. They're not going to say no. They might say no. Mm-hmm. They might think it's a bit stalkerish, but 9 out of 10 times they will. They will interact. They will be like, okay, you're interested in me. So
right. Then why not take the chance?
Like, you've nothing to lose.
It's totally. I remember when I had my action sports company, I was watching the Donnie Deutsch business show. I can't remember what it's called right now, but it was on CNBC in the US. And they had this journalist surfer reporter on. And I owned an action sports media company, and I wanted her to work with me. But one, I didn't know how I would ever afford her, let alone why would she ever be interested in working with me? I'm this, like, you know, girl starting a company, and she's like this super, you know, important person on a popular business show. Yeah. But I reached out anyway. And then she worked with me for, I think it was like a couple years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what if I just never reached out?
That's the thing. I mean, being nice goes a really long way.
Yeah.
And as well, one thing is kind of be nice and don't expect anything in return. Because you never know, like, along the way, you may get something. You will get, like, help along the way that will be, say, karma.
Yeah.
It'll help.
100%.
But just be brave. Just reach out to the people. Because totally. They're only human as well. They're not, like, they do have big egos or whatever. But when you actually, like, interact with them on a, like, be interested in them.
Right, right.
Do your research. Know what's happened in their life, anything, like, to know their story. And if you begin to talk about that, they'll converse with you. They'll interact.
How can people find How's My Dog online? Where are you guys?
Howsmydog.com. Literally type into the domain or into the search bar www.housemydog.com.
And are you guys on Instagram and Facebook and all those?
Instagram,
as well?
Facebook, and Twitter.
Just so. How's my dog?
Yeah.
And remember, it's like house. It's not how is.
Yes.
It's how's.
Like a house. Where
like
you
a
live.
House. You're, yes.
You're sending your dog to stay in a house.
And how can people find you online?
My name is Aisling Nikialik. So you can find me on my Instagram and my Facebook is Aisling Nikialik. And my Instagram is AISLINGNIC.
Perfect. And you're on Twitter too, yeah?
My Twitter handle name is AISLINGNICHEAL1.
Yeah, and we'll include it in the show notes too. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. I love being here, you guys. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group. You go there super easy by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook page. You can also tweet at me at Women in Tech Show on Twitter or at Esprit Devora. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.